All right. I'll address injuries on Wednesday, so I won't do anything to address injuries right now. But it's good to be back. It's good to be, back to work. I thought the time off gave them a chance to get refreshed. I thought they moved around well today. I think they're focused on, what we have to do coming back off this bye. We all understand that we've got a tremendous challenge with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in. They've won two straight games. They're playing well in all phases of the game right now. And they're a championship team. They understand what it takes to win. So we understand what a challenge it's going to be. And we're looking forward to the opportunity. And we're ready to go out and compete.
Are you going to confirm who did and did not practice?
No. I won't do anything on injuries today.
All right.
You have a lot of guys hurt on the line. Offensive line. Do you anticipate getting any of those guys back? And if not, are you confident with the guys? I'm not asking to say that that this guy has come back or whatever, but I mean, are you confident that if you don't get any of them?
I'm hopeful we'll have some guys back, but, again, we'll know more on Wednesday.
Yeah, but the guys that you might have to go with, the guys that are out on the field there now, are you?
Absolutely.
You okay
Absolutely.
With those?
Absolutely.
Okay. Everybody back, as far as guys that needed to be back, or are there anybody that's excused?
No, nobody's excused. Everybody was here, and everybody's ready to go.
Pittsburgh traditionally has had one of the best pass rushes, but they struggled a little bit getting to the quarterback this year. What have you seen from them in that aspect so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know that they've had a ton of sacks, but they can get pressure on the quarterback, and they've played really well on defense. Obviously, Lamar Woodley's one guy that has had some pretty good success in getting to the quarterback. So, again, we'll have to do a great job in protection and giving our guys some, giving Terrell some opportunities to throw the football. And then we're going to have to do a good job executing in the passing game. And, they play a good brand of football. They play a tough physical brand of football in all three phases. And we're going to have to be able to match that.
Was this practice more focused on yourselves, or was this – an extra game?
No, this was more getting ready for Pittsburgh. It was a kind of an introduction to Pittsburgh and getting ready for those guys. And players will be off again tomorrow, just like a normal week, and we'll get into a normal game week schedule on Wednesday.
The fact that your own offense now has gotten to practice against your own defense, which is, does a lot of exotic blitzing and that kind of thing, prepare you better for Pittsburgh than, say, maybe other teams?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're different than them, from the standpoint of what we do defensively. But yeah, I mean, our guys have seen a lot of looks, a lot of different stuff. So, but really, it's going to get down to in the game, can you identify, who's who and where they're coming from, from a protection standpoint, and then identify what the coverage is they're playing in behind it, because they do have some different looks in behind some of their pressure looks.
It's interesting for Ramon, who played Kansas City. They're the only undefeated team in the NFL. Is that, in your mind, is that a surprise at all? I mean, knowing what you know.
Not really. I mean, I thought they had a talented football team. And they do have a talented football team. They play exceptional on defense. They play very sound in the kicking game. They create some field position for their offense with their defense. They create field position in the kicking game for their offense. So, we got some, in our own division, we got, a couple of teams that are playing pretty good football.
Yeah. What type of team is Pittsburgh offensively? A lot of people talk about how they used to be this really power running team, and now they throw it a lot. What kind of team are they?
Well, I think when you look over the last couple of weeks, they've gotten back a little bit more to, running the football, the power running game. They did that, in this game against Baltimore. They ran the ball a little bit more effectively or a little bit more in the Jet game. And I think it's going to come down to really – and it does this way most weeks, but the turnover takeaway ratio is going to be a big factor in this football game, and we've got to do a better job of taking the ball away defensively. We got to do a better job in the kicking game, getting our offense set up in scoring position, and then we got to do a better job offensively of when we have the ball, we got to protect it better.
Do you think that the experience that some of your backup offensive linemen gained against the Chiefs, big picture wise, because guys like Mady have some more live bullets type of training. Breisel has played center. So should you get to that unfortunate position you'll be able to make.
Yeah, there's no replacement for experience. And, and unfortunately at times, you know, guys got to get their experience in a tough situation in a game environment. But that's the way you get better as a football team. And you look at the best football teams in the National Football League, and they've got depth, all right? And they've got guys that can go in when called upon, and they can go in and play well. And so the fact that we've had a lot of guys get some experience and get some play time will help us down the road.
It's just your second year with the team, but you've always preached that this is a game-by-game situation. You still look at the big picture and everything, but does it matter to you at all or to anybody in that locker room that this team has not won a post-bye game since 2002?
I think we're all aware of that. But like I told the players today, the past has no relevance to the future. And any of the outcomes that have happened after a bye game in the past won't dictate how we go out and play against Pittsburgh. What's going to dictate how we go out and play against Pittsburgh is how well we prepare during the week. And then do we go out and execute that plan on Sunday? I think we had a good plan in the bye. I think we got some guys freshened up a little bit. And now the key is, we got to focus in on the preparation. We got to do the things that are necessary to go out and play well on Sunday.
Are you still considering bringing a third quarterback, or is that kind of on the back burner for now?
Well, I don't think we're going to do anything right now, but, I mean, that's obviously something that we're going to continue to look at. But we'll see as things move forward if that's the direction that we go.
Do you think a veteran guy is something you need in that quarterback room, or not really, or have you made too much of it?
I mean, obviously, having a veteran, can be a benefit, but that won't be the determining factor as to whether or not we bring in anybody or not.
Said before that it doesn't really matter to you how you get your yards in the running game. Pryor's still leading you in rushing, but is it important to get more of the steady 3s, 4s, and 5s out of McFadden and Jennings, just as a traditional type running game?
We want to improve our running game, and we want to improve our running game. Some of our, kind of our base core runs, more or less conventional runs, I'll call them. That's an area that over the bye week that we identified that we got to continue to get better at, and we will. I think our guys offensively have done a great job of identifying things that we got to improve on, things that we're doing well that we got to, maybe do a little bit more. So I think for our football team, having a consistent run game to where we can be balanced, run and pass will be critical to our success as an offense and really as a football team.
That bye week come at a good time for Terrell, and what was he able to accomplish during the time off?
Well, I think really, for him, for a lot of us, the bye week's a good time to go back, reflect, and look at what happened the first 6 weeks of the season, all right? And we put ourselves in positions to win games, but we haven't won enough of those games. Now, what are those contributing factors? That was one of the things that we looked to identify, and as a football team, we came up with some things that we got to do better at. We got to continue to work on and continue to improve at. So I think the bye week's a good thing for all of us. And coming, after six games, you got a pretty good sample size of, what you've done well or what you need to improve on. So I think he, like everybody else, kind of took that time to look at himself, and reflect on what he can do better.
He's been pretty resilient. How do you expect him to bounce back after a
same way
game?
Listen, we all have tough games. Everybody in the National Football League has had a tough game at some point in time. How you respond to that says a lot about who you are and a lot about your character, and I think he'll respond well.
Defensively, been pretty stout against the run, tied for the best in the NFL with only allowing a 19-yard run as the longest. To what do you attribute the improvement in the run defense this year?
Well, number one, I think those defensive coaches have done a nice job of, putting our guys in position to make plays. I think our players have bought into the system that we're running, and I think they've done a good job of getting off the blocks and making tackles. And we get 11 guys running to the football, and that's what it's all about. I think sometimes, people try to make this game a lot more complicated than it really is. I mean, there's one ball out there. There's going to be a guy carrying a ball, and when he's carrying it. You try to get as many hats around it as you can and do a good job of tackling. If you do that, you'll have a good run defense.
Jerron Kreiner has been inactive all season. What does he need to show you to get out of the hole he's in? Or how would you describe his current status?
Well, I think he's got to continue to do something on a day-in and day-out basis to catch the attention of, you know, myself, the offensive coaches. Really, when you look at it, I mean, you know, coaches, the players really determine who plays, all right? The guys that go out and practice the best, the guys that make the most plays in practice and then make the most plays in the game, those are the guys that go out there and play.
Yeah, he's still on the roster, so is there something there that you guys like him or you see something that?
Yeah, he's an athletic guy. He's a big guy. He's got good hands. But he's got to be able to do it on more of a consistent basis, day in and day out.
You expect the baseball dirt infield to be gone now?
I would hope so, yeah.